Good morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me as we begin another week together with our 5-minute journey. Today, we're starting off in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. Here, the Apostle Paul says that living according to the Spirit and in union with Christ Jesus sets us free from sin and death. Being controlled by human nature is in opposition to being controlled by what the Spirit wants. And again, God's saving word for us as we begin this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. There is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit, which brings us life in union with Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do, because human nature was weak, God did. He condemned sin in human nature by sending His own Son, who came with a nature like our sinful nature, to do away with sin. God did this so that the righteous demands of the law might be fully satisfied in us who live according to the Spirit and not according to human nature. Those who live as their human nature tells them to have their minds controlled by what human nature wants. Those who live as the Spirit tells them to have their minds controlled by what the Spirit wants. To be controlled by human nature results in death. To be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. And so, people become enemies of God when they are controlled by their human nature, for they do not obey God's law, and, in fact, they cannot obey it. Those who obey their human nature cannot please God. But you do not live as your human nature tells you to. Instead, you live as the Spirit tells you to. In fact, if God's Spirit lives in you, whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ lives in you, the Spirit is life for you because you have been put right with God, even though your bodies are going to die because of sin. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies by the presence of His Spirit in you. So then, my friends, we have an obligation, but it is not to live as our human nature wants us to. For if you live according to your human nature, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death your sinful actions, you will live. Those who are led by God's Spirit are God's children. For the Spirit of God has been, for the Spirit that God has given you does not make you slaves and cause you to be afraid. Instead, the Spirit makes you God's children. And by the Spirit's power, we cry out, God, Father, my Father. God's Spirit joins Himself to our spirits to declare that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we will possess the blessings He keeps for His people, and we will also possess with Christ what God has kept for Him. For if we share Christ's sufferings, we will also share His glory. And today's key verse is Romans 8:1. Where it says, there is now no condemnation for those who live in union with Christ Jesus. You know, brethren, as we continue to live our lives for Jesus, it becomes evident very quickly D.L. Moody says, that we have a black dog and a white dog living within us. If we choose to feed the white dog, then the white dog will dominate and the black dog will be diminished. If we feed the black dog, then the black dog will dominate and the white dog will be diminished. That is the same way as the Spirit of God and the spirit of this world is within each one of us. If you live for God, if you feed on the things of God, you fill your mind with the things of God, then God's Spirit will increase in you. Should you fill your minds with the garbage of this world, then the power of God's Spirit will be diminished in you, and the things of the flesh will begin to take control. It's your choice. It's our choice. Today, let us choose to be led by the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for calling me to be your child and for bestowing on me your blessings. Lead me each day by the power of your Spirit so that my thoughts, words, and actions are pleasing to you and in accord with your will. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 39, where the Apostle Paul describes the future glory for God's people. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.